From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Wednesday, April 23rd. Coming up, we'll learn how armadillos are expanding their territory here in Illinois. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Champaign County administrators are moving into their new office in downtown Urbana. County Executive Steve Summers says the move was long overdue and was prompted by the desire to get government operations under one roof.
I think being at one location in downtown Urbana, the way the county had been for probably 100 years prior, it's good to have a central location.
Champaign County chose to renovate an existing building instead of constructing a new facility. Summers says this saved the county millions of dollars, since the cost of the move plus renovations is less than building a brand new facility. 12 county offices or departments will move into the new Scott Bennett Administrative Center over the next several months. Meanwhile, the public is encouraged to check the Champaign County website to confirm where the department they're seeking is located. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias kicked off a campaign on Tuesday aimed at raising awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. The One Road, One Focus public safety initiative includes a new video requirement for student drivers that focuses on those dangers. It also expands distracted driving patrols. Giannoulias says distracted driving includes anything that takes a driver's hands, eyes, or mind away from the road.
Every single time someone takes their focus off the road, even if just for a moment, they put their lives and the lives of others in danger, which has serious consequences for everyone.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, nearly 3,300 people were killed in accidents involving distracted drivers in 2023. The Fighting Illini baseball team defeated Indiana State on the road last night, 19-8. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
The Illinois offense came alive last night after struggling to hit in their series loss over the weekend to Washington by tying their season high in runs scored per game. Illinois redshirt senior first baseman Drake Westcott led the team with four hits, including two home runs. The team's record improved to 23-15 overall and are 10-8 in Big Ten conference play. Illinois will host Purdue and Champaign next for a weekend series. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn how armadillos are expanding the territory here in Illinois. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 53 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 82 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 61 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 77 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Northern Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen on federal spending, tariffs, and DOGE. Then, filmmaker Barbara Koppel is in town for Ebertfest, where she'll be presenting her landmark documentary, Harlan County, USA, about a Kentucky coal miner's strike. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. When you think of armadillos, the state of Texas may come to mind. But as IPM's Tanisha Spain reports, the mysterious mammals have found a permanent home in our state.
On farmland near Carbondale, Agustin Jimenez walks past acres of soybeans in a wooded area.
Basically logs that have fallen, and then we look for signs of digging.
Jimenez is a zoology professor at Southern Illinois University. He's hoping to catch images of an elusive animal coming in and out of a burrow.
this camera trap here, and we're going to set up another camera trap on that side to document what is going in and out from both ends of this entrance.
Around 2 in the morning, a 9-banded armadillo shows up, heading out for an overnight meal.
These organisms basically have a compact body. Their nose is very elongated, so their snout is very pointy. And then they have ears that to some people kind of like resemble those of rabbits.
Weighing up to 17 pounds, with short legs, long claws, and a big tail, the armadillo is mostly a nocturnal animal. It spends the night digging for insects to eat. Armadillos are keeping wildlife controllers like David Easton busy. He caught this one-year-old in his yard the morning of our interview on the SIU campus.
It's number 16 that I've caught since the spring on my place alone because they're doing a lot of damage to my grass and my trees.
The creatures are not protected by the Illinois Wildlife Code and can be removed without a permit. Sadly, you're more likely to pass by armadillos as roadkill. That's partly because of poor vision and how they react to noises, like vehicles when they cross the road.
When they're spooked, they jump straight up. Well, if you straddle them in a car and they come straight up and damage themselves in your undercarriage, they're many times not salvageable anyway.
Beverly Schaffstall is the founder of Free Again Wildlife Rehab in Carterville. She cares for hundreds of injured wild animals. In recent years, she's seen an increase in armadillos, which are a challenge to rehome.
We tried to take them back to an area they came from. They are pretty nomadic. It's not like they've got territory that they defend.
The armadillo's roots are South and Central America. For centuries, they've expanded territory north, and they're the state mammal in Texas. According to the Department of Natural Resources, the animals were first spotted in southern Illinois in 1970. As of 2024, they're found in nearly half the state and as far north as Sangamon County. SIU professor Agustin Jimenez says that part of the reason is our rechanneling of the Mississippi River and its lower water levels, which makes it easier for armadillos to cross into Illinois. Armadillos have little hair and can't survive on ground that is frozen for more than a few days. But climate change means winter in much of Illinois is becoming more bearable.
The warmer winters that then suddenly become shorter and shorter. And then we believe that might have presented these animals with an opportunity to survive.
They're also the only mammals besides humans that carry leprosy, a disease that causes nerve damage. But scientists say it's extremely rare for the animals to pass it on to humans. And the armadillos in Illinois have not been exposed to leprosy.
So the animals that are making it here are those that were like free of infection. So since nobody is infected in probably 300 miles around, then the animals are like in a clean environment.
Still, scientists warn you not to touch the armadillos, which are challenging to document.
That was IPM's Tanisha Spain reporting. You can see video of the armadillos in southern Illinois at ipmnews.org. Tanisha's reporting is made possible by the Backland Charitable Trust. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Nathan Gonzalez, Isabella Nieto, Colin Highslope, and Tanisha Spain. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.